Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Well, there you go. Hey, listen, if anybody's trying to watch us on Rumble, I screwed up today and I didn't put the thing in. The thing. What's the thing, John? Here's the thing with Rumble. I love Rumble, but they're like, they're dicks. The thing with Rumble is every time I go over there and you set up a live stream, you've got to come back and bring in the key and the URL, and then you have to take and re-put it. You have to put it in StreamYard, and I forgot to do that today because I was doing about 100 different things. So then all of a sudden it says, well, you can't do this. So we're having trouble streaming it. So then you go to edit, and then it's like, ugh, and there's nothing there you can do. So in the middle of all of this, I went back to try to change it as the music's playing, as we're getting ready to play the music, and it didn't work.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sorry,
happens.
Folks.
Happens that time. John sounds like Biden. The thing! It's the thing!
Oh, the thing's not working.
We'll get into that today. I learned a big lesson this week.
Yes.
Don't ever go and want to get a price for something, or you see something, I wonder what they cost.
Oh, so dear.
You click a link and they go, put your email address in there. I'm like, okay. I have a throwaway email address that I put stuff in, and it just goes there, and it's probably about 500,000 emails.
Full of spam.
Yep, full of spam.
I have one too.
Right. So I put that in there and I'm like, click, and it says, no, we need your phone number. I'm like, I don't want to give you my phone number.
Oh.
So like, I really want to see what the price is.
You should have given them the Boomer Bunker phone number.
I should have given them the Boomer Bunker, but I don't know that by heart. So I put my phone number in there, and good golly, Miss Molly, was that a mistake.
Oh, dear.
So here's what it was. I see on Facebook and Twitter and all these old containers. They're trying to get containers that they use for shipping stuff on a ship. They drop them
shipping
on a
containers. Yep.
Yeah. They drop them on a 18-wheel thing and off they go, and they take them wherever. And then they have so many of them. Give them Eric's number.
We would never do that. We do not advocate anybody doing that.
God damn, Dean, that would have been hysterical.
We have to technically say we would never do that, but hey, you know, want people to.
That would have been funny. So anyhow,
save so much money that way.
Yeah, I dropped the number in there, and I hit send to see the prices of these containers because they're used. I'm like, they're all over the place. They're stacked up. They don't know what to do with them. I said, how much could they cost? They probably were going to give them away to get rid of them. My God. I got text. My email started blowing up. And here what it was this thing was a brokering firm for everybody that sells containers. And it's called Container One. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, no, thank you. And here's the thing. They go for about $3,000. You can get a 40-foot high, not a small one, but like a one with an 8-foot ceiling for like about anywhere between $2,500 to $3,500. Which
that's
is
not a lot of money.
It's not
a decent chunk of land.
Yeah, that would be great. But
that'd be a good she shed.
It'd be a fantastic she shed, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So then I'm like, no thank you. And you can say, if you don't want this, put stop. So I'm like, STOP. I'm sending them. All of a sudden, the phone rings. I pick it up, and the guy goes, hi, I'm from Container One. I go, Jesus, you people. Mm. I said, are you kidding me? I said, I wanted to see the website where the prices were. I said, I dropped my phone number in there. I'm text after text, all kinds of emails. And now you're calling me? I said, dude, talk about overreach. I said, it's not like I'm trying to buy a house or a car or anything. These are stupid containers.
I said, Jody asks, what are they going to ship that in? A bigger container.
They come over.
I know. He's
with the container, and they... with a flatbed.
Drop it off a flatbed.
Yeah, and drop it off right in your yard, wherever you want it to put,
like a skid. They just roll it off and boom, there it goes. Yep.
So here in my stupid brain, I also am a part of these, I guess they're like tiny homes where they'll take three of these containers and they put them together, and then they cut the insides out, and they make a really nice little house. you know?
It's like they, a little hamster guinea pig run.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to. But the one I saw, I love the best, it's got two 40-footers. It's got four 40-footers that run, I'm going to say vertical, and one at the back that runs horizontal. And they cut the center of them, the two out. So it was, and it had a porch. It was so cool looking. And they put, for the roof, they put like, what are those things called? Rafters. I don't know what they call them now. But anyhow, so they put that down the center. It really, really looked cool. And I said, my God, that would, and you could put that whole thing.
Like beams?
Yeah.
Like they put beam. Okay.
The thing for the, this.
Decorate it. Yeah. Some, the things that look like this to our what podcast
are they
listeners.
What are they stupid things called?
They're like cross beams. They're
it's
like
cross not cross beams.
Beams.
I have a name for it. They're
okay.
Whatever. If someone will listen to me and
someone will come up with what,
Jody says,
these, what these things are.
Yeah, Jamingo is going to make a legit boomer bunker. Truss.
A truss. Roof trusses. Thank you.
God. Thank you, thanks, Budvugger. Thank you. I'm sitting there. It's boomer charades. It's like, you know, the things that go on the roof.
It sounds like this.
It's this and it does this and you put them down and you put plywood on them. I can't think of the word. I can see it.
We'll put that next to Jamingo Bingo's.
Trust? Trust? Yeah. Trust.
Boomer charades.
It's boomer charades. I do it all the time.
Trademark, please. Trademark.
I remember in the elevator business, someone would say, go get me the thing. And I'm like, the thing? He goes, you know, the thing with the, and I go, can I buy a vowel? I need a noun. Can you help me with that with a noun? And he's like,
the thing with the stuff on it.
Yeah, the thing. I always said one day they're going to, in the elevators business, they're going to call something, they're going to officially name something the whatchamacallit.
Yeah, I can believe it. Go give me the thing, the whatchamacallit. Right. Yeah.
Anyhow, I couldn't
get
the guy.
Tiny home living is a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, hey, do me a favor. Take me off this list. I understand. But I mean, you figure, let's go high end. Let's say $4,000 for one of these these containers. So you got four, you need five of them. So it's $20,000. That's all your walls. You put those things, the trusses on there, supply with, for about $30,000, you could have a shelled out, shelled out house.
Well, you have to heat it and stuff. So you'd have to put some modern accommodations into it.
But
like
they have
bathroom.
These. They have these really cool things now, where the outside of them, you know how if you look at them, they have like ribs for,
right,
for like your pleasure. Yeah. They have ribs for your pleasure. And what they do is they have these cut out styrofoam that they push on there, and then they put texture 111 and they screw it right into the
so that's the
insulation.
Like siding up. Essentially,
siding. Yeah. It's amazing how easy these things go together. Not going to lie.
We can actually create our own boomer bunker.
We could create our own boomer bunker.
Well, but, when it goes to shit in the world, we'll just get a bunch of these.
If I was these young kids today, I would be, I'm telling you, it's getting, it. I just put something together today and it just blew my mind. And we're basically at the end of times in the United States. And when I say the end of times, I don't mean like big giant, well, maybe big giant flash. And what was that? Yep. And we're all you know, dust. Yeah. See, you can get a rainwater catch system, filtration, solar, all that. You can live off the grid.
Actually, I belong to an off-grid living group, which has like almost 100,000 people in it. And then a small home living, actually a New Jersey one, like a small home living. And it is fascinating to see what people put in there.
Get some
like
chickens.
They have an entire, like the Jersey one, I've not done a deep dive into, but the off-grid living is fantastic. If anybody is interested, message me. I will send you the link to it. It is wonderful. It is very cool to see what people will do to live off grid.
So
it's incredible.
I'm watching what's going on with Texas and the Biden administration. Budvugger says, well, if there's a civil war, I'm moving back to Florida. Why?
The gators and the mosquitoes? No, thanks.
I'll be jumping around here because there's a news story out that 25 Republican governors have now pledged their support to Texas. So
yes,
that's 25 of 50 states. We have ourselves kind of a civil war.
Yeah,
will the Biden administration back down and do something about the border? Fuck no. This is the hill they want to die on.
They're double downing, cutting the wires. Like cutting all that razor wire.
And you know what Texas is doing? They're like, They're just rolling out more razor wire. Hey, if you guys got stock in razor wire, you're going to make a killing.
Yeah. No, just in the government bids. Buy another 10,000 rolls, please.
Yeah, they just keep pulling them out, and the government's supposed to cut them, and Texas is rolling them out again. So
it's so spooky.
It is so dumb. So why is it that they don't want to stop these people from coming here? And that the reason is because they want to. They realize the Democrats, the leftists, the isms, and I have a video here about the isms. And this is from our old friend. I don't know if you remember her. You remember Margaret Thatcher?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean, it's been a while. Yeah. It's been a hot minute or two.
Yeah, so this was in the 70s she was talking about this.
Right.
And it starts with this.
The one thing about left-wing politicians is they're always fanatical. They never let go. It's their religion. They go on and on.
Starting with the French Revolution and then greatly encouraged by the Bolshevik Revolution, modern times have been plagued by isms. That is, by ideologies, in effect, secular religions. Most of them were unbelievably bad. Communism, for example, accounted for approaching 100 million deaths. It enslaved the East, while its first cousin, socialism, impoverished much of the West. Nazism, that other brand of socialism, and its tamer forebear fascism, killed about 25 million. The proponents of these ideologies engaged in polemics and indeed violence against each other. But they had more in common than they admitted. For their essence was that the state had the right, indeed the duty, to act like a god. And the results were devilish.
Yeah, so that's that part of it. Okay, so now
we
have
the music behind her too.
I know. Really, well, of course, we're gonna have it. Jody says,
it's patriotic.
Margaret Thatcher, that gash from the past.
Oh, close.
So these puzzle pieces are starting to be put together. If you start, because there's a lot of people that don't even know what the World Economic Forum is, and where they have all these Bond villains over there talking about.
Oh my God, they do look like.
They dress like them. They look like them. You know, if it looks like a Bond villain and it sounds like a Bond villain, it's kind of like
a Bond
villain.
Flying their private jets into like this magical cave in the mountains, you know, kind of a.
Right. And you got Mr. Ketchup running around here talking about global.
Mr. Ketchup.
John Kerry.
How is this guy even still a thing? How is he even?
Right. He just quit his job in the Biden administration so he can go campaign for Joe Biden because they cannot.
Disgusting.
Cannot have Donald Trump win this. Listen, he's got so much money, it doesn't
even
matter.
I know. His wife has a shit ton of money.
Right.
Mr. Ketchup.
They cannot have Donald Trump win this election. And they're terrified because he's catching on and they're not going to be able to do this. But I just saw something today that's going to it's game over right now. People are waking up. Some people are waking up. It's taking longer. Older people are waking up, but we really need the younger generation. And the younger generation have basically been indoctrinated into this system. And they can't figure out, you know, how to stop it. So let me see if this is the one.
Well, they're going to keep giving them free tuition, give them tax breaks, give them whatever they can to keep buying that vote. So they'll keep voting for him.
So
he's going to give me $10,000 off my student loans.
Right. So you have people like Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. He's a conservative student organization. He's trying to fight back at this. So he goes to campuses and he tries to have a debate or discussion with people and they can't stand it. So this is what this is like. So he's sitting there and it's like.
What is a woman? What is a woman?
You're going to ask that as a way to try to get.
So he says to this girl, because there's got to be 50, if you're listening to this, there's like 50, 60 people around this table. And he says, what is a woman? And she's like, you're going to ask that to me to get content? She's not going to answer the question because she can't answer the question because none of the
She's already giving them content. Yeah.
Nobody can sit there and tell them what a woman is because they refuse to say what a woman is.
What is a woman? A 6-year-old can answer that question.
So now here we got a Chad. Chad's over here. He's
the,
like,
the dude's going to answer for her. Thank you.
I'll answer the question. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Chad.
I'll answer for the woman.
Right. All right, so let's, okay, Chad, let's find out what a woman is.
What is a woman?
A woman.
Because I'm.
So now she goes, so she's, he's like, what is a woman? And she goes, now it's, why are you yelling at me? Well, we're trying to talk to you. How can I not yell at you? Okay. So, okay. Because there's all these people and he's yelling to her. He's not yelling at her, but the first thing is she doesn't have an answer. Says, now we have to switch the, we have to move the goalpost. We have to switch it up. We have to do the flippity doody doodle, whatever.
Yeah, so, that's it. That flippity doodle.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm curious how you could be in college and can't answer that question. She doesn't know what a woman is.
We're surrounded by,
yeah, we got, by his, we got people. Dudes, that, we got dudes. We got conservatives, and we got some
all
other people.
All dudes. Yeah, conservative dudes.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm
which
sure
is fine. Which is all fine. Right.
So now we have a guy here. We got a white knight over here. He's going to tell us what a woman is.
Okay, good.
She's a woman is a socially constructed category. Based on biological sex.
Look at her. She's like, no, I'm offended.
She doesn't know what to be offended.
She's like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what? What is
biological?
That?
Why does it have to be biological?
Yeah. So he says, what is that? Now, here we go.
Based on what?
Based on biological sex. Biological sex is XX chromosome versus XY chromosome.
Can an XY chromosome be a woman?
Socially, yes.
So they can wear a woman face.
We do yes. not.
So you can pretend to be a woman.
What is pretend?
I just got boxed in.
Checkmate.
Yeah. He literally got checkmated. That's hysterical.
It's ridiculous.
What a fucking moron. Okay.
Shouldn't she be offended? That bro is mansplaining. Is going to mansplain what a woman is?
Yeah.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You.
Jody
Thank
says,
you, bro.
Adult human female. Female. XX chromosome. She has a vajayjay.
Well, anybody can have one now.
That's not a vajayjay.
I know.
That's
a
hatchet wound.
That's a, Jesus.
Okay, and we'll talk about one of those later.
Yes. All right, so.
Gender doesn't exist. Only sex exists.
I don't think gender's fake.
But what is that? What is a woman?
This guy, he is, he's
it's like
in there.
Race.
It's like race.
You can't choose your race. Yeah. Fucking morons.
That's what I'm saying. These are college
parents.
Educated. They can't tell time. They can't tell time on a clock.
They can't read cursive. They can't drive a fucking manual car.
But I know what a woman is.
But you know what? He's all fine with it until he wakes up with one who's maybe not. And then we'll see what happens there, buddy.
Reaches over there and gets a big old hairy cock. And then all of a sudden,
Well, I'm pro anything except next to me.
But this is on Fox. And so I love the way, I'm sorry, Duchess.
I know. That's
but
all right.
Women, they cannot, they talk over each other. They just won't stop. And I have this set up. So they're talking about what, you know, what's going on with Trump.
And I don't think it's narcissism. I think you've lived in New York long enough, you know, it's maybe a New York
like
thing.
Him.
Someone punches you, you punch him back harder. That's why I grew up in Harlem.
Not if the country's at stake, right?
He became president of the United States with that same personality. I don't think that, you know, I think it's worse with Biden calling MAGA. Biden's anger and vitriol and hatred for MAGA. It's far more worse than President Trump's individual battles with someone who crosses him. That is something that is really detrimental to this country, that the president of the United States despises half of the United States. President Biden, I said earlier today, about a week ago, I had a segment coming up, so I Googled Biden hates MAGA. Nothing but articles after articles. He has expressed hatred for
who's writing those articles.
It doesn't matter.
And
look
it's
at
not.
It. Because the bottom line is he says it. He has vitriol for them. And so does MSNBC. And so does CNN. And so does the New York Times. They have vitriol for half of the nation. They don't look at them like fellow Americans. And it's unfortunate. They try to paint them as racist. That all the things that they do to their fellow Americans who simply want a safe home, a safe community, for the children to have prosperity. They want the same thing, but they demean them all the time. That's why I think Phillips was so intriguing, because he went to a rally to find out for himself. And guess what? golly, these are some pretty cool people.
That's
all right. So let me explain what's going on here.
He's digging it a bit, but okay.
All right. So actually there is a Democratic primary. There is somebody, there's a couple people that are running against Joe Biden, but
you don't hear about them.
Right. So the one guy who's running against Joe Biden, he just said his name and I can't remember it. So he's a senator. He's a senator or congressman. So he decided to go to a Trump rally. So he went into a Trump rally and he's sitting there and he walks up to him and he starts talking to the people. And he says, you know what? These are really good people. They want the same thing. They want a strong America. Why is it that when you say make America great again, they're like, no, we don't want to make America great again.
It's knee jerk because it's Trump.
Okay.
That's why. Because
so everybody the hates
hats
Trump.
That are made in China.
Right.
That's why.
I'm going to scrub.
He's the face of it. Go ahead.
So I was going to scrub ahead. So here's what happened. The women get together. And now they're going
to
start.
Safe country. And they appear to want a good economy, regardless of what label they have.
That's completely fine. And I know that the lines have shifted dramatically. But Joe Biden's responsible for a lot of that. You say that he's demeaned half the country. First of all, it's 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump. And he is explicit every time he talks about the MAGA movement to say that this is a subsection of the Republican Party, which is borne out in elections when you see people voting against Donald Trump. And this idea that
what about the people voting for him? What about the people voting for him? He gives teleprompter speeches. I mean, you have to understand.
Yes, but he is talking about insurrectionists.
I should have marked it better. I'm sorry. But all of a sudden it turns into The View. They're all talking. You can't understand any of them. Now, don't get me wrong. We all understand that Donald Trump is he's a bit of a cartoon character. And apparently this Donald Trump,
his new tan is looking terrible.
Apparently he thought he was going to a speech and he wound up in a speed dating event. So here we go.
Oh, no.
I was asked to speak at this hotel. It turns out there's some type of pussy banquet going on.
Can you hold a second? Just give me a second.
Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit, ugly, fat, orange buck.
Social media. They had to take it away. I was too good. In fact, go ahead, put it back up. Put it back up. People say I've got bad makeup. Tana looks like someone painted her face like a clown. That's what we're going to call her. Tana, it the clown. She looks like him. She looks like she should be in a sewer bothering children.
So you are utterly disgusting.
I'm disgusting. I saw you walk in. I said, who's this? Is this a pig? I didn't know they were letting pigs in.
You're a dictator.
Old sage, what a loser. What a loser she was. Somebody needs to tell her that her pussy stinks. When you walked in, I could practically smell you. Your vagina stinks. Smelled
up
the whole room.
No one here is going to go on a date with you.
There'll be no problem there. I'll get a date. There's going to be so many dates. People, whoa, this guy has so many dates. You, none. I don't even need a date, but I'll get a date if I want a date. You can go on Tinder. Have you heard of this? There's Tinder. You go beep, boop, pop, and there's pussy.
Jesus.
This is pretty exciting. I've never been on a date with a white guy before.
Hit the buzzer.
I mean, I'm just wondering what it would be like with something a little smaller.
Let me stop you there, Elaine.
I don't know if you sat in this chair before.
It's an older woman for anybody listening.
Yeah, she's sitting there and she's like, I've never been with a white man before. Hit the buzzer. I don't know. That tickled me. This is all a show for the people. This doesn't matter. Trump can't be president, and everybody on the Republican side wants Trump to be president. And it's not going to happen. It's just not, because it's already figured out. The fix is in.
Like the Super Bowl.
Kind of, sort of. Here's what's going to happen. And this makes so much sense. And it's a perfect plan, and it's unstoppable.
The New York Post, through Cindy Adams, reporting today, there is a plan.
Cindy Adams is still alive?
You believe that? I was a little shocked by that one
myself.
I thought
she was 1,000 years old. How the fuck is that old bag still dragging around?
I know.
Do you remember Joey Adams? Like,
he died 100 years ago.
I swear to God, I thought she was dead.
She's still out there.
Is she even reporting?
I dated Joe Biden back when his legs were hairy.
Ugh. Back when he was against for segregation. Oh, wait, that's still now. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So here's Megan. She's talking about
Cindy Adams.
Jesus. All right, let me okay. stroll this back.
Go back.
I didn't realize Duchess was going to have a stroke when she heard Cindy Adams' name.
I thought that was a joke, really.
She's a reporter from New York area. And she's got to be. Listen, she was in her 70s.
Oh, my God. She's so old.
In like the 80s.
100 years ago.
Right.
Honestly.
She's out on the.
I got to follow up on her.
Broken hip tour. All right.
There is a plan to replace Joe Biden with Michelle Obama. What she says is reportedly, I'm being told, that Obama has pulled donors. This is Barack Obama for his wife. And that the plan is around May, Joe Biden announces he's not running. This will that allow the August convention for Michelle mm-hmm. to get nominated at the August convention. That they don't want to mm-hmm. do it any earlier than May because it would make Joe Biden a lame duck. But sometime between May and August, Mrs. Obama will become the nominee, that she will be subbed in. I can't imagine an answer from top Democratic donors to that question other than, we feel great about that. Please, please have her do that. I mean, it would be a total game changer, Rich. It would be a total game changer.
All right. So what? Whoops.
I could nominate a bag of rocks and probably do better than Joe Biden, but.
Okay.
Michelle? But really?
Yes. Here's why.
I don't. Okay.
They cannot.
Check
so if off. Joe Biden checks out, they got to make Kamala the president.
Okay.
But he can say that he's not running and still be the president. They do not want Kamala Harris as president.
No, they don't. I know that.
They can't bring anybody else in. Like they can't replace Kamala Harris with a white guy because you can't replace a black person in the Democratic Party. You can't replace a black person with a white guy. You can't do that. So they have to have a black woman. Steps in Michelle Obama. She's the perfect choice. There is no way Trump beats Michelle Obama in the general election. No way.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. I still think it would be a tight race. I think people wouldn't like it.
I'm just telling you right now, Michelle could pull down her pants, flop her big male cock on the table and say, you know what, bitches, I am trans. And she would go up in the polls because then she checks all the boxes. She's a black trans woman. The left would be jerking off to go to the polls to vote for her. You put Michelle Obama up against Trump, he gets fucking boat raced. There's no way that Trump beats Michelle Obama in a general election. None.
I honestly don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. What are any of her policies other than she's scared? She literally was quoted recently saying she was scared.
Yeah.
If Trump gets nominated.
Yeah. This is
what has she done? What is any policies? She even. All she did was regulate school lunch and counted ketchup as a vegetable. Come on, kids, we're going to grow a garden.
That's
what she did.
This is what matters. She's a black, proud, strong woman with a cock. That's what it is.
God.
And people will vote for her. We don't give a fuck if she does anything good. Sure, you think the border's open now? Wait till she gets involved. They cannot have.
Wasn't he keeping kids in cages?
Was Trump. You know, her husband's the one who started it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, he had them all in Guantanamo. He had them all caged up.
Dean says Obama's been running the country since Biden got presidency. Mm. It's very possible. Joe's not running anything. Did you hear him the other day? He's out there.
Barely can walk.
Trump. You know what he said about the woman? What was that, Joe? What?
Yeah.
Was that English?
I was sent a clip of that today, of him, it was like a 10-second clip of him. Like, if Trump gets elected, all the women rise up against him or something.
Yeah, good women, get by the pussy. Yeah. The thing is, I wouldn't let him drive a car. He's running the country.
I would let him pick my ice cream flavor. I mean, are you kidding? Like, the fact this guy's got codes to stuff is disturbing.
Look, if he was your grandfather or your father,
no, he wouldn't be out of the house.
Everybody would you'd put alarms on your house when the door opened. Yeah. It would make an alarm. You can't. These guys want. He's the president.
Like an air tag on him so you could find him.
Yes. You would have to air tag him to find him in case he wanders off. Yes.
Uh-oh, Grandpa's missing. Where'd he go?
Where did Grandpa go? Yeah. Before, we all had to get in the car and ride around the neighborhood to go and try to find him. Now you just air tag him. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Technology. Air tag. Just strap it to his ankle or something.
Senior air tags.
Oh, like a collar. Just have him eat it.
You just sew it into their underwear.
But, his Mr. Rogers sweater.
Yeah, so this is just, oh my God. It's over. They've already got the plan. There's the script. That's how it's going to work. There's not one person that can beat Michelle Obama. She is a proud, black, strong woman, educated. Her husband was the best president we've ever had. It's over. They've already got the plan. There's no way that they will be able to beat her. Not Trump. Trump, all the independents. All the moderates will vote for Michelle Obama. They won't vote for Trump.
My God.
We're fucked. We are so fucked.
I'm so disturbed by that notion. My brain just kind of broke right now. I can't even process this. I'm like,
I saw that.
I don't want to believe what you're telling me.
Doesn't it make sense?
I just don't. No.
Don't all the puzzle pieces go together?
There's no fucking puzzle pieces that are fitting in this.
This is how they're going to do it. This is the World Economic Forum. This is all.
I think they'll sub somebody else in, and I don't think it'll be Michelle, but I think somebody will slide in at the last minute.
Okay,
like floor nomination and all. Like,
Want to bet on this? I'm ready. I'm ready to lay down some cold hard cash.
I don't have any money.
Okay,
I got no money.
I'm just okay. So
I got poker chips.
I had them. So
I have them now.
I know.
Kidding.
When I saw that today, I was like, this is how this is going to happen. This is exactly how this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're going to have Trump.
Bud Booger says Newsom. I don't know.
No, they can't have Newsom because they would destroy. Newsom has a record to run on. Michelle Obama doesn't have a record. Yeah. Everybody.
She's got nothing though. Like, how do you run on nothing?
Her husband was a senator for like 15 minutes and
she
ran.
Fucked him. Or he fucked her. I don't know. However they procreated. What I'm saying is she's done nothing but be married to him.
Right. She knew.
Good for her.
Bill Burr said she knew what dick was presidential and she jumped right on it. That's how do you know what a presidential dick is? Well, she does. She doesn't have a record to run on. She can go up against Trump and then people will just say, you know, because she's a strong black.
I don't know. I don't think people liked her.
Oh, they loved her. She was dancing with Ellen, and you could see the imprint of her cock on her slacks. Wow. Let me see.
No, you don't have. No,
okay.
Pictures.
I'm just saying.
I'll take your word on it that you.
Yeah. I mean, looking. even when they catch people red-handed, fucking around. In politics, nothing happens. No one gets in trouble. Mm. And the reason
it's
I say...
Your buttfuckers right here.
What's
Tammy
that?
Murphy, no record, but she'll win that seat. She probably will. Yeah. Well
she's running
Menendez.
For senator?
Well, yeah, but she's running against... Andy Kim's also throwing his hat for that. So Andy Kim might get it.
Maybe.
But Murphy's got money, though. Murphy's got money.
They've already said, listen, they'll
she's
back...
She's got Phil money.
If you were a Democratic donor, who would you put your money behind? Joe Biden or Michelle Obama? Or Kamala Harris. They're your choices.
They don't suck. They're all terrible choices. Why would you pick any one of them?
Because the press.
Kamala Harris is an embarrassment.
Okay, so the press will get out in front of this. They will lie about her. It'll be 24/7 coverage of how wonderful she is. And she levitates across the ground and her kids are wonderful. And, you know, she raised this thing and she fought the patriarchy. She fought, Jesus Christ.
Close.
You know, patriarchy. She fought the white man. That. Yeah. All this shit that she's doing. and it doesn't make a difference. So Carrie Lake, did you listen to the story about Carrie Lake where she cuts this?
I've heard it. There wasn't too much of a deep dive, but I did hear some of it. So yes.
Okay. So here, this is the story about Carrie Lake being bribed 10 months ago, not yesterday, not a week ago, 10 months ago. And it's coming out now.
And we're rolling out now. Right. Okay. Bring our name back up.
I can be bought. That's what it's about.
You can take a pause for Congress.
No.
And then go right back to
take
it.
Take a pause.
No. 10 million, 20 million, 30, no. A billion, no. This is not about money. This is about our country.
Sounds super scripted.
She knew that she was recording this guy. So this is where she's like the female Trump.
Yes, she is.
She is. People
don't like her either. Yeah.
Well, see, the issue with her is that she sees Trump getting in all this trouble. And, you know, and it helps him. So if she figures if she puts this thing out of her being bribed, that this will help her candidacy. All right. This will help the movement. So
she kicked out the GOP chair. Yeah.
Okay. So now he's gone. And they want to know more about this.
DeWitt denied the allegations of bribery, saying in a statement that his discussions were transparent and intended to offer perspective, not coercion.
Right, right.
It's not quite how it sounded, but okay.
Didn't he just go, just kidding?
Psych.
Well, right after the audio went public, I can tell you that the immediate response in Arizona was, what? Because these two are known as political allies. They are both Republicans. They both come from Trump world, and they are
Trump world.
Yeah.
They all
doesn't mean they get along.
See, it's Trump world. Yeah. It's Trump world against the rest of everybody else. Trump world's a bad CNN. Place.
Yeah.
Known as close personal friends. So
do you do this to your close personal friend? Do you throw them under the bus?
I think this is a setup. I think this is...
It smells. This stinks.
It smells really weird. All of a sudden, this has happened. She just managed to set this... Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It really is.
She's reaching out for more positions.
I don't trust her now. I think she's... So
you heard what DeWitt offered.
A little damaged.
And as Carrie Lake is known to do, she recorded the conversation. This is something she's been known to do to her enemies. Not necessarily her friends. And then she released this. The conversation took place 10 months ago. DeWitt then announced his resignation. And in that letter that he announced his resignation, there were a couple of lines that really caught my eye. And I want to read them to you, Jim. He wrote, quote,
What's going on over there, Jimmy? You breathing in the mic? Is that me or you? Or
I'm not. What?
I hear breathing into the mic. Somebody else here? Am I smelling toast? Never mind. I'm sorry. I thought you were breathing in a mic like Jimmy.
Received an ultimatum from Lake's team.
Not
resign
you.
Today or face the release of a new, more damaging recording. I am truly unsure of its contents, but considering our numerous past open conversations as friends, I've decided not to take the risk. I am resigning as Lake requested in the hope that she will honor her commitment to cease her attacks.
Oh, he must have said something stupid.
Well, wait a minute. If you're so transparent and this is so horrible, why don't you release it?
Say it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you release it now?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if this is so horrible, why are you holding this back? And I want to know who the people are that are from back east that were doing this. This is
now Lake, who both you and I, Jim, know from.
I'm done with her. She's another one I'm not.
Well, you and I know through broadcast.
We've covered her. We know that she's an election denier.
She still lost. Yeah.
Meanwhile, every other week they're having some kind of, they're finding some ballots here or.
Yeah.
Indiscretions
yeah,
there.
I think Katie Porter barely won that state.
And she was the Secretary of State who was in charge of the elections. The machines in Maricopa County weren't working. And
awful convenient.
Yeah, awful convenient. And nobody's saying anything. It's just the election. We can't have her in
there. She's one of the governors that's fussing about the illegal migrants, as we call them, and flooding into Arizona. Now she's like, hey, I don't want them here. But they're there.
Right.
She doesn't like it now. Oh, well.
Well.
Talk to your boss.
Right. But they don't want to hear this right now. They don't want to hear it because this is all they got
to
get.
Because they're not coming to D.C., although they are driving them up to Kamala's house, I think.
Yeah, they were dropping buses.
Which I think is fantastic.
They're dropping busloads in front of Kamala's house.
I still love the move to Martha's Vineyard. I think that was, was that DeSantis? That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Did he do that or was that Abbott?
I think it was Abbott that DeSantis. Did that.
Oh, okay. That was brilliant, by the way. They were out in 24 hours, like, gone.
Jason says, illegal plague is more like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah. They're basically shipping in. And they have no way to work. They have no way to support themselves.
There's nothing.
They're a drain on the system.
They don't speak English. No vaccine records. No work records. No nothing. No social security. No nothing. How the fuck are we moving people into work?
This is how much they need this illegal invasion to continue. They can't give Ukraine any more money. They can't give any money to Israel. They can't give any money to Taiwan because they will not sign a bill that will stop the invasion of our southern border. They won't do it. Nope. This could all be.
And then they blame the Republicans for it.
Right.
Like, well, it's the Republicans. Yeah,
they did it. They won't take this out of the bill so we can give all your money away. I swear to God. All right.
It's ridiculous.
I say all that to say this. We're fucked. We are absolutely fucked as a country.
Good night, everyone. No. Yeah.
We're screwed. And now we see the timeline. So what happens is when Biden wanders out to the podium.
Start buying your tiny houses now, folks.
Shirt, jacket, tie, no pants with a roll of with toilet paper sticking out of his ass.
Did you ever see The Jerk? Steve Martin, like at the end when he's like, oh, he uses this lamp.
Yeah.
And this plant, like in this ashtray, like that's what he's going to walk out. He's going to shuffle across the stage. So I'm just, what is this?
Jason says, I honestly enough that feel bad for the people of Chicago because they keep putting morons in positions to represent them. So fuck them.
You are correct.
Yeah. The black people are like, hey, all that money you're giving to them, you're supposed to be giving us. Where's our shit? Budvugger. I was born a poor black child. That's the Jerk.
Seriously, one of my favorite movies.
It is. It was one of my favorite movies.
I think it's highly underrated.
Yeah. All right. So this last week.
Oh, good times. What fun talk. Okay.
Yeah. I'm moving on. I'm segueing into something else. Unless you have something else you want to say about this. I don't want to, jamingo you and talk over you.
No, you're as fine. I do. I'm more busting your chops.
Yeah, this is my favorite one. Stay away from these cans. He hates these cans. All right. We got to go see The Jerk. I think it came out in the 80s.
That's a 70s, dude.
No. Really? So we had the NFL playoff games this past weekend. And I know you were a Bills fan.
I was a Bills fan for that game.
Yeah, I wanted Kansas City to win. I'm sorry, but I'm all in with the Jason
1979,
Kelce.
By the way, The Jerk.
Oh, really? 1979?
Mm-hmm.
A fresh-faced Jamingo was just graduating from high school that year.
I was nine. I was just a wee babe.
All right.
A fresh face. All right, sorry.
So I'm a fan. Listen, I am a fan of Jason Kelce, and I'm a fan of Travis Kelce. I love their podcast, their New Heights podcast. Yeah. I was like a kid on Christmas morning waiting for that podcast to drop because the shenanigans that went on.
He was so drunk. It was kind of fun.
Jason traveled up to Buffalo to watch his brothers play the playoff game. And it started. And by the time he got there, he was white girl wasted. He was out tailgating.
He was drunk before he made it inside. Yeah.
And he was shirtless. He was jumping out of the things. I could not wait for the podcast to come on because I wanted to hear all about it. And it was really good. I have this one. This is him talking about it on his podcast. And I'm sorry, people that are listening as a podcast, this is the video of him jumping out. But he's basically explaining what was going on.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's what happened.
Sweatpants, work boots.
I wanted to take my shirt out off at the tailgate. And because we kind of got pushed back on the tailgate front, I didn't get to have my shirt off out there. And then when I entered the box, I noticed, hey, I can jump out of this box and I'll be outside. And if I take my shirt off, then I'm outside and I'm part of the Buffalo Bills pageantry. And it just, Dude, it was something about the entire day. I got caught.
He jumped out of that booth, like it was the suite, like a grizzly bear, and he just landed on his knee.
He just kind of like plopped out, yeah.
And then he said, when he landed, he said, "Oh, I forgot that I have a meniscus tear and a MCL sprain." He says, "I almost went down on my ass.
I didn't quite feel it because I was hammered." Yeah.
So he jumps out,
caught up in the magic of Bill's Mafia. It is electric. Everybody's the energy, the shenanigans, and I'm like, I gotta have my shirt off at some point, and I didn't get to do it beforehand. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess, and I can't just take my shirt off in the box. Like, who takes your shirt off in the box? It's heated. Like, you're not really doing it. Now you're just having your shirt off in a, yeah.
Of course you are. Yeah. Real cool.
So I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm taking my shirt off and I'm jumping out of this box. So then I'm out of the box and I have my shirt off. And then I can be like my Buffalo Bills Mafia, like compadres.
I had no idea.
This is how my mind works after 40 Miller Lights.
I had a shot of who knows what the fuck out of the bowling ball.
They were so happy to see him. Yeah.
So how many people do you know that can actually knock Taylor Swift out of the headlines?
She was there. God, yeah. Well, they showed her. They showed her.
But barely. Yeah. I mean, he stole the show.
Jason
from Taylor.
took over. Well, and you know what? I think that might have been intentional. Like, I think he was probably, because he seems like he's that kind of protective, nice guy, and he loves his brother, and he's there to support his brother. Also, fucking wasted out of his mind, and he's like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna have my shirt off. I'm gonna be front and center." I don't think he was doing it because he loves the attention. I think he took the heat off of her.
I think he was just drunk being Jason Kelce, and everybody was like. Woo!
Well, I had read somewhere. I'm sorry. I saw a reel today on Facebook that I guess one of these football guys had messaged Jason and saying like, "Dude, your shirt was off." He goes, "Yeah, it was hot in that suite." They're like, "No, it wasn't. Everybody in that suite had their coat on. You run hot." So he's bigger tits than Taylor. He might actually.
Buttfucker said Jason had bigger tits than Taylor. I don't think so.
Jason Kelce is a bear. He's just a big hairy bear dude. Like, that's just what he is. He looks like a nice, I mean, he seems like a nice guy. Like, anytime I hear him, like when he's sober, like for the most part, he just seems like a fun guy.
He's a Philly guy.
Like a good dude.
He embodies the spirit of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, they love him.
I absolutely love him. So when I hear Eric Zane sit there and say, "Oh, nobody knew about Jason Kelce," we knew about him. Everybody knew what he was. And you know something? You should talk about shit you know, which isn't much, but whatever. Yeah,
stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
You, all the Philly fans have known about Jason Kelce for 10 years.
I thought it was fantastic.
As he got more popular, then all of a sudden, all the outsiders are looking in, like, "Oh,
yeah." And you know,
once they won the Super Bowl, and he wore that crazy mummer's costume, which has kind of been, that must have been the biggest mummer's costume they probably ever made. It was so big.
Yeah, he's 6'3". You know, you don't realize because the other guys are 6'9" or whatever the other offensive line.
They're huge too.
He's 6'3". His wife's 5'11". She's a cutie. I swear to God, I think she's
adorable. Yeah, she's beautiful.
I think she's prettier than Taylor Swift. But hey, whatever. Don't come after me, Swifties. And it's not really.
Yeah, they're all listening.
But the thing, so his wife's like, "Hey, listen, you don't go in there and embarrass us because you're meeting Taylor for the first time." And he said to her, "What? I'm just going to be me. The first time I met you, I was blackout drunk at a bar and they had to carry me out of there. And it seemed to work with you, her." So, yeah.
He's probably a charming fella. So that's the fun of it.
Well,
he just
you
looks
know,
like he's fun.
The issue is that the Buffalo Bills could have tied the game in the very last 2 minutes, and they went to kick a field goal, and of course they missed. And this is how they lost the Super Bowl with the Giants.
But I know.
But I've watched it several times, but this
I can't watch it anymore. It breaks my heart. But go ahead.
Have you ever seen it when Koreans make the call?
No. I can't even imagine.
Go.
This poor bastard.
Open된 리시버를 찾을 수 없었습니다. 44야드 걸립니다. 하일러베스.
오늘
Oh no. Oh, my eyes are sagging, son. Better pack bags.
That poor man has been getting death threats like crazy. He had to shut off his social media. It's just
Grace
gross.
Is out. Hey, you know what? What about Stephon Diggs that caught missed that ball that hit him fucking hands.
Right in the fucking breadbasket, man. Yeah. He should have caught that.
Did he get?
That's a catch he makes on a regular. It was not an unusual. He jumps and catches on every game.
Buttfucker. God damn you, Buttfucker. Buttfucker says, white rice. I mean, wide right.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. So I was happy about it. It was, and listen, Kansas City's going to Baltimore this week. And I know you're a Chiefs fan now.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm not rooting for the Ravens. Are you high?
Right.
Never. So, ever. Right. Ever will I root for the Ravens.
It's only about an hour and a half drive for Jason to get to this, to Baltimore for this game. So he should be there again.
Oh, he's going to be so fucking white boy wasted. It's going
to
be crazy.
I'm rooting for it. I want Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl.
At this point, I'm rooting for Kansas City. I'm still hoping. I'm pulling for Detroit. I was really hoping for a Bills-Detroit, Bills-Lions game. But obviously, that's not going to happen. And at this point, it's going to be, this is going to be a tough game for the Lions because the Niners are good. And I don't want the Niners to go ahead because they can't have more Lombardis than me and my Steelers. So they need to lose. So it could end up in my, at this point in my fantasy world, it would be Chiefs, Lions.
Yeah.
And of course I'm going to root for the Lions because.
Yeah.
How can you not?
Yeah. It would be nice to see the Chiefs get a first Super Bowl. That would be nice. I would like to see that.
No, the Lions. Yeah. The Chiefs. Yeah. The Chiefs have already had a few.
What did I say?
That's right. You jumbled in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan Campbell is incredible to watch. Like he's just so funny. Like I love his locker room speeches and it's just it's exciting because it's like the little team that could and they went. I mean, someone's got to throw it in the chat. When were they 0-16? When were they 0-16? It was not that long ago.
No, it
was it like
that long
5
ago.
6 years ago?
Maybe
7-8 years ago. Someone's got to write it.
Somebody here will know from the Michigan Dean area.
Dean will have it in a second, I'm sure. Yeah. But like to see them come around from what that was to, and then like this nightmare of coaches, Matt Patricia, what, I don't even follow the Lions. I'm like, why do we have Matt Patricia?
Matt Patricia was the Eagles defensive coordinator. He got let go.
Yeah.
He was horrible.
Nobody wants him. That guy's right.
I don't even get me started with the Eagles.
Well, you know what? They'll have time to regroup. They'll get new coaches.
Right now, we just we hired a defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, 2008 was when they were 0-16.
Yeah, wow.
That was long ago. That was a while ago.
And see,
I thought it was just a few years back.
This is how you get old. You're like, oh, so it was just like a couple years ago.
15 years ago?
15 years ago. Wow. Dang. All right. So I got a question for you.
For me. Okay.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Who is this?
No, I know who that is. I don't remember the name.
Her name.
But I know who he is. Yes.
Her name.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Is
now her.
Haley Davidson.
Haley.
Haley? Is that right? Let me double check on this.
It was Harley. Now it's Haley.
Now Harley Davidson is the motorcycle. Haley Davidson is this golfer. I was like, my God, Jesus, that's a girl. But okay.
No.
So she won a LPGA tournament. She was a biological man, and she's getting a lot of hate because. So she went to Instagram, and she said, "It's crazy the amount of misinformation and hatred I have received so far today. All of those people think I can hit it 300 yards, even 280. How about 250 on a good day?"
So you suck. So you sucked as a male golfer.
Yeah.
Well,
I
can't hit a ball for 250 yards, but I'm not a golfer. So
I can if I step into it. An LPGA tour, they removed the female at birth requirement in 2010.
Disgusting.
Davidson began hormone therapy treatments in 2015 and underwent gender reassignment surgery in 2021. All right. So now this is what I have to say. If you go get your cock cut off and you get a mangina, I'm almost with her. Like if you go the distance and have your penis removed and go with and have it turned into a mangina, bombs away. Go ahead, go do it. It's people like Leah Thomas that go and they compete against women and they have their man genitalia, and then afterwards they're still dating women, but I'm a lesbian. Get the fuck out of here. That's bullshit. And I guarantee you, Leah Thomas, in a few years will detransition when he's not swimming anymore. That was a total joke. And that's what I'm against. But if you're going to go out there, go on hormones, go through bottom surgery, and still look like a dude. I mean, to be honest with you, he takes his hat off. He looks like Eric Zane. But I'm on Haley's side here. I really am. I think that if you go through the whole thing and I mean, you've been on replacement surgeries, you've been on replacement hormones and stuff, then fine. It's just
30. Okay, so Haley Davidson is 30 years old.
Okay,
now
God, she looks like a 45-year-old. Yeah, lesbian.
She looks like somebody like some old like Italian grandma or something. But all right, so she's 30. What year did she start transitioning?
It said she started 2015, and then she had her willy cut off in 2021.
Okay.
So. Yeah. I mean, that's commitment. Okay. If you're going to have your willy cut off, then I say.
So, 8 years? So well past puberty.
Yes.
And development and all that. So, technically, okay. By men, even who transition to women, it needs to be a biological sport. And I'm going to sound like an asshole saying it, but it's not equal competition. You are a man. You're born male.
You have a
physical body is not the same. You're not competing. It's not apples to apples. It's like apples to bananas. It's we're comparing
it's bananas.
Two different physical body structures. I know.
It's bananas to vaginas. I don't know.
Bananas to vaginas. But it's not right. It's not the same sport. It's not. That's why there's a ladies' league and that's why there's a men's league.
Well, I say
because you could mix, but women are technically, I would think, and I don't follow golf, but I'm just going to hip shoot on this and just say they're not going to hit the golf ball fucking like bug. Men. What?
Bud
bananas
bugger.
To peaches.
Bananas to peaches. Attaboy, bud okay. bugger.
Okay. So, but my point stands. They're not physically the same. You can't.
Right.
It's like putting Michael Phelps in with the women's swimming. He can't, the physical difference. Yes, Sparky, 7 o'clock. We changed that last week.
Yes, listen, Sparky,
I'm sorry.
I think we settled in now. We've made some changes, Sparky Toaster. And if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Discord.
You know, if you follow Facebook. Us there, we make announcements when we are on. So we're easy. You know, we try. But
I'm very sorry, Sparky. We've been trying to come up with a consistent and 7 seems to work a little better for us.
We got Mike too. God damn it. I thought it was an 8 o'clock start. What? I thought we put all this down. We put all the notifications Facebook.
People don't see it though. Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody put your phone numbers in the chat and I'll call all of you.
John will give everybody a call.
I'll send it to the container company and they'll call you. And Sparky doesn't live on Discord.
I know,
but if you
have
Twitter or Facebook or something like that, and you follow us on Facebook, you know, we were like 99, we had 99 followers on Facebook. I'm like, oh, we only need one more to get to 100. And then the Duchess went in there and she started throwing people off of Discord.
They were fake accounts.
Sparky put his, it's not Sparky's
Sparky,
number.
That better not be your number.
Should I call Sparky Toaster? I call Sparky Toaster. I got my phone number.
Oh, no. It's 867-5309.
Oh.
Got me for a second. I know. Sorry,
Sparky. There we go, Sparky.
I saw
me.
The 610. It threw
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the 610 oh, threw me. I was like, it. Wow. That's the area code. It's a song, dummy. I get it.
I just saw the 610 and I kind of stopped. I was like, oh no.
All right. So you.
So my argument still stands is that's it's.
Okay. So
she
no,
had physically developed as a male. So it's not equal.
So if they transition before puberty, then it's okay. In your
it's
book?
Not okay. Well, then you're a child. I mean,
no.
When do you start puberty?
No, I see what you're saying. I get what yeah. you're saying. But what I'm saying, okay, so let's say it this way. Say a child transitions from a male to a female at 14, starts taking puberty blockers and all that. And then at 21 years old decides, well, you know something, I am going to have my, I'm going to get a mangina. And then okay. in about 10 or so years said, you know what, I think I am going to play the LPGA. Would that be okay then?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's,
I don't think so. Because it's the, well, the golf had the requirement female at birth.
Okay.
That's where we're going to have to be
But they took
now.
It out, so.
Well, they took it out and now they get what they get. But what it does, it takes sponsors away. Like it in college, it took scholarship money away from female at birth. I can't believe I have to clarify things like
what
that.
What is a woman?
Yeah, I mean, I have to state it like that. It feels kind of silly. For women born women, females at birth, I guess, you know, it takes away scholarship money. It takes away opportunities and it gives it to men who weren't good enough to qualify as male. And I'm sorry that you couldn't qualify as a male because it couldn't be the other way around because it wouldn't matter because a woman transitioning to a male and then trying to compete in a male sport, it wouldn't match. So it's a lose-lose.
I'm with you. All right.
So
I get a kick out of people that right now say that I'm going to raise my children as a non-binary and let the child pick its own gender when it gets older. I'm like, ugh, take the child away. So Jen in Kentucky says, regardless of hormones, they still have a physical advantage. It can't be changed.
Correct.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm just asking a question. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Asking a question.
No, that was my, yeah, that's my concern on it. And I was following, I saw on, I keep wanting to call it Twitter, on X, someone had retweeted, re-X'd. How do you say when you share
repost.
A post on X?
Repost.
Thank you. Something from Riley Gaines. And basically it talked about female golfers who were upset about this, but were afraid to say anything because they would lose sponsorship money by protesting it. So because now this golfer will get all the sponsorships and recognition, taking it away from female birth golfers. I can't believe I have to qualify. I keep saying that. It will take away their opportunities. And if they fuss about it, then they lose out even more or they'll be dropped or banned. So there was actually, I think, and I don't agree with everything Riley Gaines, sometimes her stances are a little strong, but for this, I don't disagree. And I think they were looking about how to offset the cost for them. Like if you lose money, we'll help pay for your
spots
and things like that. And I'm like, well.
Yeah, but then they get labeled. They get labeled as a transphobe and all that other stuff.
Well, that's it. The social response is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And like these women just want to play sports with other women. Like they want to compete against equal competition. And this, it's not. It's just not. I mean, I'm not being mean. I don't hate people who undergo their change. Like that's fine. You do you. You sing your song. You got your story, but you can't say that it's fair.
I think when it's a physical sport, listen. If a trans woman wants to go play in a poker tournament, it doesn't make a difference because women can play poker just as well as a man can play poker. All right, it's not a physical sport. It doesn't have anything to do with physicality. It's more of it's same way with chess and same way. You know, that's why you know when people started playing. Back in the day, there used to be a women's tournament with the World Series of Poker for just women. And what it did was they wanted to get more women playing in the World Series of Poker. Well, now women play in the World Series of Poker all the time. It's just, I'm not saying it's just
as many.
Now they have
men that identify. Like, right, identify as a woman and then they play in that.
Well, no, I'm just saying, one guy did do that. One guy did identify as a woman, went and played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and it started a big brouhaha. And he didn't give a shit. I think he did win it. But that doesn't mean anything. Because some of the best poker players in the world are women. I've seen them. So again, I go back to the gotta go. I gotta go back to. It doesn't matter unless it's physical. All right. So Sparky Toast has been away for a while. We got to address him.
Yes.
All right. So what's this mean? Follow a dollar. Do you know what that is?
Follow the dollar.
Follow the dollar? Because apparently
Follow the dollar.
Is that in a Rush song?
Like Rush used to say? I don't know.
I don't know that. I always figured you know. I'm sorry,
Sparky.
All right. So,
well, I don't have it all memorized yet.
So then he says, I got to ask, is Bob not part of this anymore? Bob is on hiatus.
Took a step back.
Yeah, he decided to. He's out somewhere in a bar right now. He's like, I can't.
He was in before.
It's too low. I can't hear you. I watch you. It looks like a good show. So he'll go back and listen later. Listen, I said this before.
He's still participating. If he wants to come on,
he's got an open invitation. We spent the weekend scrubbing him out of this podcast. Did you notice?
Scrubbing him. There's my picture. Wait, over there.
Yeah, here's your picture. So, so Bob is, he's got other things that
he's here, but he's not.
Yeah. He's here in spirit, but he's got other things going on right now and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We absolutely have the door open. It was a great discussion. Like it was not like there was no arguments, surprisingly. You would think there would be, but there really wasn't. It was a very amicable discussion and a very nice discussion.
Mm-hmm. And so he's out somewhere right now. He said again, I hope I'm not talking out of turn. Again, I don't care. He says he's going to start up a band. He's thinking of starting up a band, which I think is, you know, a great thing.
I think that's great.
And he also has a new lady friend that he's tongue-punching in the fart box. So, I got that from Mike. He's busy tongue-punching.
Mike, stop it.
Yeah, so Bob's
an hour late and you're already stealing this.
Yeah. 7 o'clock now, Eastern. Well, it's okay. So the thing with Bob is he's on Central Time. So, you know, he couldn't get here till 8 o'clock. So I'm sitting here between 7 and 8 waiting to do the show. And I'm old and I start losing my vigor. You know, I'm like starting to get tired and sleepy.
Yeah. It's grumpy.
Buttfucker says his band name of his band should be Jam Clam
or Clammy Jam.
The Jam Clam, Clam Jam,
Jammy Clams.
God,
all that sounds gross.
I'm telling you, he is one horny toad. That Bob, he comes into Discord and he starts on.
He might be a little backed up, perhaps.
Backed up. Good Lord.
Yeah,
Sparky, I don't take afternoon naps. I really would like to take afternoon. I'm a big fan.
I would love to take afternoon nap.
I think we should all learn from those Mexicans and take a siesta. Okay.
I think a good 45 minutes after lunch just to lay down, just like, oh.
There's nothing better.
That'd be awesome.
Nothing better than an afternoon nap. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
All right. So you have a thing in here.
Yeah.
A story that you want to talk about. And I haven't seen it because there's no story. So there's nothing there, so you have to tell me.
I put it in the description. Oh, son of a bitch.
Did you? Take a look.
I did. I saved it. God damn it. All right, well, maybe I don't have a story now.
So you don't have the story? After I did this whole thing, we're going to be a half an hour short?
I put it in there.
Where?
Son of a bitch.
Bob. Where? Where is the story, Bob?
I had the story. I had the title and everything.
Bob.
Shitballs. Oh, I'm so annoyed.
You?
Wait. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. That was not what I had planned.
All right. Well,
basically, I can talk about it briefly. It was that I saw on the website, it's called Baby Center. Plug. They were talking about the new people who register their babies' names, and then that way you can track, see who is the most popular baby names of the year. So there were some interesting names that were hanging in there, and then some that were kind of drifting out. I'll only do like the top 10 because nobody cares.
You know them?
I'm looking at them, yeah.
Oh, you got it. Oh, so, okay. Oh,
I'm in an article now at this point. So,
oh, okay, great.
Girls, yeah. I'll just read it off of this. So for girls, starting at 10 and working backwards. So we've now branched back to like more, I won't say traditional names, but like,
oldie
I guess
names?
Older names. So like Evelyn, Luna, Mia, Isabella, Ava.
Hazel?
Ava, Charlotte, Sophia, Amelia, Emma, and number one, Olivia. And I'm partial to Olivia.
Okay.
What and about, then the for the boys?
Yeah.
Okay, that was next one. So again, 10-1. Luca, which makes me think of Luca Brasi.
Luca, okay.
Yeah. Ezra. Leo.
That's a man's name?
Ezra, yes.
Is that that's Jewy, isn't it? Isn't that kind of Jewish?
It's biblical.
Biblical.
Mike,
okay.
Maybe you can fill that in. Leo, which okay. I think is strange. Levi, that is definitely.
That's
I think,
a Western
that's
name.
That's definitely. I thought that was biblical as
oh,
well.
Is
my
it?
Daughter's. My daughter, one daughter has a dog named Levi.
Okay. Strauss. Ended up.
Yes, that's his last name. Lucas, Mateo, Elijah, Oliver, Liam, and Noah. They're all like very
Noah?
Short.
Well, it's very biblical.
Noah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's trendy. So.
All right. Now, give us the 10 black names.
I don't have it.
All right, Chuck, you do it. What are the top 10 black names? Buttfucker, surprisingly, no Adolf.
Yes, no Adolf. Good Lord.
Give us all the give us all the quiches. Oh, here we go. Oh, my goodness. In the Hebrew Bible or Christian Old Testament, Ezra is an important figure in the book of Ezra. And what's that? Nehemiah. Wow. Which, okay, that's a lot.
It looks like Nehemiah, perhaps.
Right. There's a, wow. Okay.
Do you want me to read that? Which
no, okay, I can't. Okay. Okay, that's way
that's
too
much for John.
It's too much.
You just blew up John's brain.
Yes. I don't know. I listen, I'm glad they're getting back to some more biblical, normal names. Some of the ones that they were coming up with, remember Elon Musk, his looked like a chemistry equation. It was like something.
I don't like A3. When people do that. Yeah.
Right.
Just don't. Name your kid a name you can say. I can't believe I didn't save this story.
Top 10 black names, Leron, LaShawn, Troy, Lamar, Marcus, Skip.
Chelsea. Are you saying Charisse? I think that's Charisse. He picked.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All
right,
you click it.
I'll click it. There we go.
Okay.
Always like Charisse, isn't it? Yeah, it's a pretty name for a girl.
Like Sid Charisse kind of a thing.
That's pretty name for a girl. But
it's very it's different. So I feel like when my eldest daughter, who was born in 96, we named her. She's a little unique in her name. We didn't go. It was a made up name, and I know someone who literally had a made up name for her daughter. Two of them were actually like their names I've never heard of, and she kind of cobbled it together. But okay, I've got people up the street that have daughters that all start with A.
There's a lot of people
like
do that.
And Allison and Ashley, if she calls her Ashley. Ashley, Amanda, and Adriana. So we swung that one out. But when my eldest was born, it was like the year of the k sounds. So it was like Kylie, Corey, Cariel, Caitlin, Katie, no Karen, but like all the k. And like we, at one point in the Girl Scout troop, I had like six girls that all had names that were like the k sound. And then me, Miss Kate. There you go. Everybody knows my name now. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty funny. Just there's all the K sounds. It was bizarre. Unique.
Unique is top of the list for black girls.
It's Unique. Thank you.
Unique.
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 I see the football players with some names. I'm like, did their mom say that out loud? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like some of these names were not said out loud.
I guess. The fathers didn't name them. Anyhow.
No.
We
I wasn't going there.
So I was laughing today because the Boeing and United Airlines are all in on this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which more should be more DIE because they are fucking shit up. And I'm glad I don't fly all the time. The shit that's going on now,
I don't want to get on a plane.
I don't want to get on a plane either because they're like, listen, diversity, we got to have. I'm not saying you can't have diversity in your business, but
not the pilots.
No. If there is I want the best pilots, the best. Yeah. I don't care about their race or their religion I don't care. They got to be the best pilots.
Absolutely.
All right. I want good mechanics. All right. I don't want somebody in there that doesn't know how to, I don't want a mechanic that doesn't know the term righty tighty, lefty loosey. All right. I don't. I understand that you want window lickers in your company because it makes, you know, it's great for DEI. All right, but let them
not on the line, right. Not the assembly line, maybe.
Yeah, why don't we put them, let them clean the bathrooms and sweep the floor and put and wipe off the tools. You know, that's what we need, okay? I understand you want to, take and bring people into the workforce. I'm for that, but let's not get crazy here. Let's make safety job one, all right? When your plane takes off and the nose wheel keeps going down the runway.
That is so scary. Did you see the one where the passenger looked out the window and saw there's bolts missing?
Yeah.
Like a passenger could see missing bolts.
Right.
I'd be like knocking on the window, like, hey, can we not go? Like, can I get on a different plane, please?
And in Miami, they had a plane where the engine was on fire. They had to turn the thing. Everybody's got their cameras watching this thing. I was like, what the hell is that? Here, it was one of the engines were on fire. They had to turn the plane around and make an emergency landing. And if that's not bad enough, they're putting these people in the towers, the air traffic control towers, and the girl's fighting with the pilot, saying that I Googled it. I Googled it, and the pilot's like,
"Oh well, okay.
Oh, maybe we'll have to have a talk about this when I get on the fucking ground." But I know what I'm doing here. I've only been flying for 20 years, and
the air traffic controller said I Googled it. That's not what you want to fucking hear.
No.
That is the highest stress job. Ever.
Exactly.
You need someone who can handle that. And you got some ding dong. It's like, I Googled it. You're good.
You've got you got women up there that can't be wrong. And all of a sudden you need somebody up there that can handle the stress and the pressure, and they need to be trained. I'm not saying there can't be good woman air traffic controllers, but I'm not saying, and the same thing with men. Not every male can be an air traffic controller. You need the best of everything. As soon as someone says to me, I Googled it.
Bye. My kids Google directions in their car because they don't know where anything is.
Air traffic controller diversity hire. I said taxi to runway 4, bitch.
There you go. And you can't fire me.
Fire them. It's got a job for life.
Diversity hire. Yep. It's terrifying. It's just terrifying. It doesn't make me want to leave my house. I'm telling you, like these people who are these people living off grid or these homesteaders, they may have a thing.
And
they may be right.
Where I live,
start getting chickens now.
Where I live, I'm right on the runway path. Like in other words, in the Philadelphia International, there's a runway path that goes right. I mean, if one of these things decide not to make it, they'll crash it right in the fuck my. I'll be laying in bed next to you.
That's true.
It'll be over. You'll wipe out people on the ground too.
Yeah. We're in the path of Lakehurst and not Lakehurst, it's McGuire. So we get the C-130s flying over all the time. And there's always like three of them, like two or three. It's never one. And sometimes it depends on who's flying. Sometimes it's fine. The other times they are so low. I'm like, I think I can see someone. Like there, and it's like I was mowing the lawn one day outside and I could hear. Feel it. I'm like, holy shit, what's happening? Like it rumbled. It was crazy. So scary.
When I was a kid, I had a friend who was deathly scared of being like an airplane falling out of the sky and landing on him. So we live near
that's
airport.
That's an odd fear.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So the one time he sit there
and
a plane was, it was low. And he goes, We're gonna die. It's gonna crash. I'm like, it's not gonna crash. He's like, get up on the roof, wave it off.
If I get my shirt, I'll flag it down.
I think we were like 12. We were like 12 years old. He was freaking out.
He was panicking at 12.
Yeah, at 12 years old, that airplane was gonna crash inside the house.
Oh my God. We're not waving it away. If it's coming, it's coming.
Also, the pilot's in there, prepare for impact. Oh, wait a minute. There's a kid waving
his
t-shirt on this roof.
Let's hit the next house.
Yeah, let's hit the house, the one with nobody's waving.
It'd be bad form if we take out these little kids. We'll take out this next house with the old people. Oh my God. That's scary.
So the last thing I want to talk about is rubberneckers. Yes. Rubberneckers. Yes. is a show that Jody and I and Bob and Dave, and we had like six people that started it, and I chased, and we had Andrew and Josh. I chased a lot of co-hosts out of that show.
Last rubbernecker standing.
Me, Jody and I. So I said, because I was listening to a couple of them, like every once in a while, I'll just look at them and I'll just pick one and start to listen to them. And they're not bad shows. And you know what's funny about it is it takes me back to when we recorded them. And we're done. We've done 100 episodes and it's over. But I was thinking, just because it would be fun to try to do, is start at episode one and go back and re-listen to it and almost do a WATP critique of every episode.
Like, yep.
And I said, anybody want to do this with me? And then Bob's like, well, what kind of guy wants to critique his own show? I was like, I get it. But for me, it just seemed like it would be a lot of fun to do. The shows, those shows are...
They were Wild West, man.
Yeah, it was like the Wild West in there. You never knew what you were going to get, especially when it was Dave and Bob and I, and we would be fighting left and right. Some of them were pretty good. It was fun. I'll tell you one thing about...
I'll have to listen to the old ones. I didn't listen to them till I met you, so it was much more recent, but...
Yeah, that Rubberneckers podcast taught me a lot. Taught me a lot about myself, taught me how to calm the fuck down and not take everything so seriously. Because,
oh, good thing, because, you know, you're so much more mellow now.
I am.
Actually, you probably are.
I am certainly more calmed down than I was before. Again, you go back and you reevaluate things, and I think I'm in a really good place as far as podcasting. But it's funny to go back and listen to me, like, just berate people for shit. like not putting the article in the...
Yeah, man. My bad. I copy pasted. I stuck it in there. I was like, awesome. I got the list, this and that. And I don't think I hit save.
Well, it was funny because
when I put the other ones in there, I don't have to save it. But yeah. I think when I do the text, I have to save it.
I purposely didn't go look at it because I wanted to be surprised by the names. And I went in, I go, well, surprise! I am surprised. Here we go.
I'm going to be completely surprised. So is Duchess.
All right. So listen, you old fucks that listen to us. I know you're still on the Facebook. Go over to the Boomer Bunker Facebook page and give us a follow. Please give us a like or a follow so we can get over 100. And then Duchess is over there throwing off all these other people.
It wasn't even English, their names. It was like symbols.
Their name was like Terrorist One.
It was. I'm like, do you know this person? He's like, no. I'm like, bye.
Well, I mean, again, it's all like bots. I'm not going to know every... Listen, I know that we don't know every listener.
It needs to be a human. It needs to be like an actual person.
Yeah. If your name's in Arabic...
Please follow us.
If your name's in Arabic, please put something in there about the show so we know you actually listen.
I'm pretty sure. Well, we're on all the socials. So follow us on...
Except TikTok.
Facebook. Well, okay. Well, that's a you thing. You're going to have to do that. I don't have the tickety talk. Well, we can hold on. That's fine. We don't need to go everywhere. So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on X. So follow us there. We have a link tree. So just tap the link.
Right.
And you'll find all our socials.
It's in the show notes.
If you want to join us in Discord, you can follow us in Discord, Kick, Rumble. Well, except not tonight, but.
See, I made a mistake. Nobody yells at me.
That's all right. Yeah, I didn't yell at you. I don't give a shit. Whoops. Next week.
Listen, I'm going to beat myself. Done here, I'll be beating myself up over this. I can't believe I did it. When I saw it happen, I said, oh, shit. I think I forgot to put the...
I know. I saw it pop up and I'm like, I'm not going to mention that. I know he can see it.
I tried to fix it real quick. Didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, well. So are we doing this tomorrow with the Jimmy?
The Jimmy, we will do this. I don't know. I can't speak for the Jimmy right now. The Jimmy's an enigma. All right. But I do have something to let everybody know that on February 9th is a Friday at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. We are recording Brand X, our monthly Brand X. And we got the band back together. It is me, Deuce, and his brother, Joe. I haven't seen in a couple years, like probably 3 or 4 years. I haven't seen Joe. So it should be a hootenanny. We'll be day drinking and eating cheesesteaks.
How fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that'll be kind of cool. But thank you.
So we'll,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Would we be able to hear any of that or probably not?
I'm not promising.
And it's okay if not.
I'm not promising because I don't want to be distracted. It does distract me when you guys are not listening. So that is the podcast that I want to do as a just a total podcast. We record it. Mm-hmm. We put it out as a podcast and everybody can listen to it. I know, listen,
Maybe Discord afterwards.
Yeah. What I might do is turn on the Discord and let everybody talk to Joe and Deuce. And so if you're in our Discord,
that would be fun.
Yeah, usually around 2 or 3, we'll get done and we'll throw our, you know, we'll go into Discord and we'll talk. Mike says, what about OnlyFans? Not me, Duchess. No. I don't know about you.
No, I do not have an OnlyFans.
Although
no one needs to see this.
Yeah, although my tits did make it all over the internet. Dumbass.
It was a very nice shimmy. Thank you, Mike.
Yes. All right, everybody.
I got tits.
All right.
Fantastic.
We will be back next Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern time.
And then download
it as a podcast. If you don't make it, you can go back and listen to it or go back and watch it.
Yeah.
It's either or. We just hope you like it. Fun. We hope you enjoy. All right, everybody. We will talk to you next Thursday.
Bye.